Then Aboim Yoim, from a Tinnik, Rashi says that's 40 days old. Or else Rashi says the other pshat is the urine that's old, it's old already, 40 days old, after it came out of the goof. And Vitorin Labagavayu, and he would soak his tzitzis like he would soak this tchelis inside this liquid. Now, Mi'ut of Yatzaf, he would soak it overnight, from night until the morning. And Ifrit, if the next day, if the color faded away, Ifrit Chazus Sapsula, if the color faded, then tak it's possible. So Raya, it was Kalilan, Stam, die. But La Ifrit Chazus, if the color did not fade away, then Kshera, that's the proof that it was really Tchelis. That's one test. Now, Rav Ado came with the Rav Mishmed, Rav Amar, he said a different type of a test. That the way you test your blue wool is, Maisi Chamira Achasa Disari. Take some hard dough that's made from barley. Take hard barley dough, the afiola begave, and bake this and bake these blue threads inside it. Ishtani lema yusuk shera. If it turns to a better color, better blue, it's right. It's really tchelis. Legriusim of the change. If the color fades away a little bit, it comes a little bit legriusim for the worse. Then psula, then it's possible. V'samnecha, what's the simon for this? Remember, this is that sheker shinui, shinu sheker, shinu emes. Remember this. That if it changes for the worse, that's right, it's possible. If it changes for the better, that's right, that it's kosher. So the kids said there are two ways to test out your tchelis, to see if it's your tchelis or not. Someone says, if so, my ein lo bdika, what does it mean to say before that you can't test, check out your tchelis? My ein lo bdika, not me the kamar, atima. What it means to say that we had before, that if you tested out this tchelis first, and the testing blue, the testing tchelis cannot be used again, l'shem mitzvah sittis. Since it was first used, shle l'shmo, you cannot reuse it. That's what we're afraid about. We're afraid that maybe the real tchelis that was first used to test out samul was thrown back, or from that you make a tisis, that's why it's ein lo bedika. The other Gemara says, Mar, writes the name of a person, Mimashchei, comes from the city Mashchei, I see tchilto bishnei rabachoi. They brought him tchilis in the years of rabachoi. Now, first of all, but kubin rab yitzchun bret rab yuda. He first checked it out with the first test. And the ifrit chazusei, the colors faded, so churis mashmi, it's possible. But then he did the second test. But the Rav Ado, we started the Mayus to change for the better. So he didn't know what to do. So, Balanitsli thought to say, listen, it's possible. It flunked one test. So that's a right. It's not Tchelis. It's called Ilam. So he thought to say, it's possible. Amalu Rav Achoy, you know. Eloho loy tchiltahi, for loy kol Ilami. No, that's no good. True, it flunked the test. That's not a Tchelis. But also passed the other test. That's not kol Ilam. So what should we do here? Elish Mamina the Pshatish Muasa Dod Yitma, that both tests are emes. It has to flunk both to say that it's possible. But as long as it passed one of them, it's kosher. So this Heichid the Batkin of Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Yehuda, Lo Yifrit Chazusik Shera. If he did the first test and it did not fade away, Pshit it's kosher. Yifrit Chazusay, even if it flunked the first test, it faded away after the first test, still Batkin of Rav Yitzchak Bered Adam Bechamiri Yakasa Ish. You can still make the second test with this dough of barley dough. Ishtana lema Yusuf, it changes for the better right now, Kshera. That's still a proof that's really Tchelis. Like Yusuf, it flunks even the second test, then Sulum. That's right, it's really only blue dye, and then it's possible. And Sholcha Mitama was sent there a letter from Eretz Yisrael saying also that Shmuasa Hadod Yitma, that these two halachas were learned one and another. In other words, like we just said, it's only possible if it flunks both tests. If it only flunks the first one, it passes the second one, still is kosher, still is called tchelis. Rav Mani Dayik Vizovin Kichumim Asnisin. Rav Mani, when he used to buy tchelis, he was medayik only to buy tchelis from a mumcha. The way it says in the Braisa, Trashid Liel, Tiktoni Tima Psula, Hilkach Boy Mumcha, like we said before, since it's a psula of Tima, that means even though you make sure it's tchelis, but still, maybe it was tchelis that was tested, and that's psul. So therefore, he only bought it from a mumcha. So Amalai Yusaba, an older person, told him, "Hochi Yovid Kamoy de Kamoch. This is what the people before you acted this way also." And you should know, the atzlech is kayum, they're very much there, they're very successful. In other words, like you're doing, you're supposed to check out your tchelis to make sure you buy it from a mumcha. Do not stam be semich on the check later to make sure that's tchelis, because maybe it was tima, but rather lechatchila buy it from a mumcha. Tana Rabbanan, learn like this. Halakeach talis mitzietus min hashuk. If somebody buys a talis that has sitzus on it from the street, so it depends. If he buys it in Yisrael from another Jew, harei v'ches kosei. You have the right to say that most probably was made lishmo, it's kosher, and you're allowed to wear it to make a bracha with it. But min ovi kechom, if you buy a pair of tzitzis off a goy from the street, so it depends. Min ha-tagam, if this goy is a salesman, so if shat is, then he must have bought it off another Jew to sell it, and then ksheira, then we say it's kosher, he zicha bought it off a Jew, it's a kosher pair of tzitzis. But min ha-hedjit, if you buy it off a plain, simple goy, then psula, then the tzitzis is pasul. We have to be afraid he made it, and it was not made lishmo. Now, even though it was said that ein adam rishoy limcha talas mitzias lovik chavim, that a Jew is not allowed to sell a pair of tzitzis to a guy, chiyate tzitz Yosef, until you first untie the tzitzis, make sure you take off the strings. At my time, what's the reason? Why not? So, achi tagima mishum zayna. Here it was learned mishum zayna. And if you do Oma Mishum Yislavi my Baderach Viyagenu, you have to be afraid that maybe if you buy it off, if the guy has a pair of tzitzis, maybe when the Jew sees him with it, the Jew will think he's also a Jew. And you walk down the street with him, and you have to be afraid maybe he'll come to kill you. So the kitzah, by a private guy, he's not supposed to have a pair of tzitzis from a Jew. So therefore, if he has one, he for sure made it, and that's why we say it's psula. That for sure he has it means that it was made shmer l'shmo, therefore it's possible. Now what's the first reason mishum zayna? So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat Rashi learns that a zayna is a Yisraelis. If you have a Jewish zayna, that she only lives with Jew, and now a guy will come and show her his parasitis, so she'll think he's a guy and she'll live with him. And Rashi learns a chiddush that's naveirov mishum l'seschatnin bom. Therefore we do not sell a parasitis to a guy. Rashi says the other way is, adra mishum zayna v'eschachovim. That do me yoyiv lo hu oive kechavim piesnena. V'yomer ki Yisrael nitno li. V'yosla mechshadayu comes out of chshad. And really, it's a Jew, it's a guy that lived with her. But she'll have a pair of tzitzis now, she'll tell the Jews, listen, one of you Jews live with me. So make a chosh, she'll make a chshad. Therefore, we're not allowed to give a pair of tzitzis to a guy. And that's why that's the law here, that if you want to buy a pair of tzitzis off a guy, we have to take on that he made it, and therefore it's possible. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rami, Tchilto, Lepazume, the Inche Beiso. Rabbi Yehuda used to put on tzitzis on all the clothing of his house. Meaning to say, even his wife's clothing, Rashi says. Matzitzis lebegit, shemeschasa ba yishtoi. Even his wife's clothing, he used to put tzitzis on also. We'll soon see why. Because he held it to mitzvah asay, shaloi hazman grama, therefore the mechuyev and tzitzis also. And secondly, in Mavorach, called Tzar for Lesatei Batzitzis. Every morning when he put on his beggar, he used to make another bracha Lesatei Batzitzis. So Mori asks, why? Me, the Rami, since he put tzitzis on his wife's clothing, Ksav, he must hold, that mitzis asei shle yazman gramu. That tzitzis is called the mitzis asei shle yazman. Me, nichai, both by yom and balayla. If so, am I Mavorach called Tzar for Batzafra? How can he make a bracha every morning? L'chura, it's not a new mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah. It's not a zman grama. So, what do you have to make another bracha every morning for? So, my answer is to Rabbi, like Rabbi Shita. The tiny we learned, it's tefillin. Kol zman shemanich mevorach aleihen. Give a Rabbi. Rabbi owes tefillin, even though it's a mitzvah like a chila to wear them the whole day. But if you take them off in the middle of the day and you put them on a second time, like every time you put them on, you have to make a new bracha. Also tzitzis also, every time you put them on, you made a new bracha. So Gemara asks, of course, we're talking about when you took off the tefillin, there was a hefsek in between. Let's say you have to go into a beis hakisei, so when you put them on, when you come out and you put them on again, you have to make another bracha by tefillin. By tzitzis, not that way, but by tefillin, if you go into, you have to go to the beis hakisei, take off your tefillin, since you're not going to wear tefillin there, it's called a hefsek, when you come out, you have to make another bracha. For the Gemara Yochi is so, called shosanami, then why do you only make a bracha every morning? Every time he put on tzitzis, he should have to make another bracha. So my answer is, Reb Yehuda, in this tzniyah, Reb Yehuda was a very tzniyahistic person. And v'loy sharon el glima kul yoyma. So the whole day he did not take off his tzitzit, he did not take off his shirt like. So that's why he only made the bracha once in the morning. So the Gemara says, so if he never took off his shirt like, never took off the tzitzit, so maishno mitzafram, how come in the morning he made a bracha then? So Marit says, ki mishanim miksus laylo, luksus yoyim, like when he changed himself from his night clothing into the daytime clothing. So in the morning when he put on his tzitzit for the daytime clothing, that's why he made the bracha. Even though Lachur, according to him, Lachur, when he took off his tzitzit at night and put on his night clothing, if that had tzitzit, he actually have to make a bracha also. Because he yod, it's a mitzvah, say, shalei azman groma, yichayiv balayl also. So either that's what he did, or else you have to say his night tzitzit, his night did not have tzitzit. But Rashi is mashmur, but they're both, the daytime and the nighttime clothing, both had tzitzit on them. So the Chur Enoch Nami, the Chur made a bracha at night time also, when he changed from the Ksus Shoyim to the Ksus Shoyla. Tana Rabbani, what are the brides like this? Hakil Chayavim B'Tzitzis. Everybody is chayiv to wear tzitzis. Kahanim, Leviim, Yisraelim. Gerim, Meger, Noshim, and Isha, V'Yavodim. Neben Kanani is mechayiv to wear tzitzis. He has a look like an Isha that she is mechayiv in tzitzis. According to Tanakhama that holds that it's a mitzvah saseh, shalei azman groma. However, Rabbi Shimon, Paita b'noshim. And we always pass like Shimon in this halacha, that noshim, a lady, is potter from tzitzis. Why? Mitnei she mitzvah saseh, azman groma. It's only in azman, you only wear tzitzis by daytime, not at nighttime. If so, v'cho mitzvah saseh, shazman groma, that's the klal, noshim apturus. Any mitzvah is totally in azman. We learn out, the Gemara Kedushin learns out, that Anisha is potter from those mitzvahs I'll say. And the Chami Alav, Anisha is Bechlal, all the Alav of my Torah. That's only mitzvahs I'll say, that's man Gram and Hashem HaPotter. Now, oh mama, what we just say, HaKel Chayavim B'Tzitzis, everybody's Chayavim B'Tzitzis, Kahanim Leviim V'Yisraelim. So where's the question, Pshita, like, why is this mitzvah different? Of course they're Chayavim B'Tzitzis. Indeed, Kahan will be in Yisrael and Ptiri, if you can tell me that they're potter from the mitzvah. If so, man l'chayiv, who yes, who should be chayiv in mitzvah tzitzis? Like, of course the chayiv, what's the chiddush? Samor says, yes, Kahanim mitzvah, like, there's the chiddush about Kahanim. Because otherwise, Salka, that the Chamin Chayiv would have thought to say, Hoya l'ksiv, since the Pasuk says, L'ay silbash shatnais, sem r'pishtim yachtov. Do not wear a beggar of shatnais, which means it has flax and wool together. But the Pasuk says after that, Gedilim tas lecho. You should put on a pair of tzitzis. So I would have thought to say, Man de lo yishtori klaim legabei, belevisham, hutim mechayiv betzitzis. Only a Yisrael or a Levi that has no heter at all to wear klaim, the law applies to them, so they'll have this mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. But hani kahanim, but the kahanim, hoyo vishtori klaim legabayu, since they're allowed to wear klaim, b'shach to do the avoida. The loch was the avnet that a kohen wore was made from klayim. Like Rashi says, the chsibot says, sheish u tchilis. Sheish is flax and tchilis is wool. So the avnet was klayim. And still the kohen was allowed to wear it. The shasti avoidom. So I would have thought to say, since the Issa klayim doesn't apply to him, maybe le lechayvoy, maybe he should not be chayv in mitzvah tzitzis either. Is kamash, well, that's a chidish, no, not like this. That nehi, the story bidin avoidah, true. Pishas of the Kahanim are doing the Avodah when they're wearing the Avodah they're allowed to, but below Eden Avodah when they're not doing the Avodah, lo Yishtori, then they have no heter to wear Klayim. So it's still called that lo Yisubas Shatnes, they have the law not to wear Klayim, therefore they also have this mitzvah say of Gedilim Tas Lecho. Now Rabbi Shimon pointed, but Noshim Shimon says, no, Anisha is parted from Tzitzis. My time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? The time you learn like this. The Pasuk says, Urisim Oisai, Pratlik Sus Lailom. Urisim Oisai, you have to see it sits, meaning Yoni Chayiv and Sittis, on a Ksus Yoim, clothing you wear by daytime, and not clothing you wear at nighttime. In other words, nighttime is Pata from Sittis. Tomorrow says, Ah, time you're telling me, Pratlik Sus Lailom, means to say night clothing is Pata. Oyeni, maybe not that way, on a Pratlik Susuma. Maybe it means to say a blind person that cannot see the tzitzis, maybe he's potter from the mitzvah. So Moses says, Kishuam, when the Pasuk says, Asher techasa bo, there's a reboot to say anytime you cover yourself with the begin that you chayiv in tzitzis. Is a reik susum oima. That's telling us a blind person's clothing that also is chayiv in tzitzis. So it comes out there's a miyut the risum oisoy and there's a reboot shet chasabo. So more still lists. So, Romani Mekayim Risim Oisai, what I do with the Pasuk Risim Oisai, is Prophet Sislaila coming to exclude Sislaila. That's the way you're darshaning. So now the Gemara asks, Omar Rai is the Rabbis Sissuma. How do you know to say that the clothing of a Suma is Chayiv and Tzitzis by daytime? Oloitzik Sislaila. And to exclude clothing where at nighttime is Potter from Tzitzis. How do I know that? Maybe say the opposite way. Maybe Suma is Potter. And Laila is Chayiv. So most of you have to swear like this. Marabanik Susuma, it's more mistaver to say that the clothing of a blind person should be Chayiv and Tzitzis, Shiyesh Nibri Eitzelach Erim. That I call upon him, other people that see him, they see the mitzvah. They see the Tzitzis. Therefore, it's considered a mixas urisa moisai. But Lohoitzik Sus Laila, take out, I exclude that Sus Laila is cut from the mitzvah. Shayna Briya Itzlacherim, nobody can see your clothing at night time, you can't see, so therefore, since nobody can see the tzitzis, that's a smara in Risa Moisai, Traplik Suslaila.